Good morning, everyone. It's the second Thursday of the month. That means it's time to talk to Michelle Terwell at the Quincy Family YMCA. And, of course, the Mary Griffiths Show is brought to you by Culligan. So work on your lung capacity at the Y, and you'll be able to yell real loud, "Hey, Culligan man."
Welcome, drink Michelle. That water while you're at the Y.
Drink that water while you're at the Y. That's right. We got to keep fully hydrated with Culligan water. I missed you last month.
I know. I missed you, too.
You carried
had a good
on.
Holiday.
I had a wonderful holiday.
Well,
I thought about you on Thursday. I said, darnation, I'm missing.
Sure you did.
Michelle, and I just can't hardly stand it. But let's talk about something that I love and I've actually done.
Have you?
Scuba diving. You offer scuba diving lessons at the Y.
Yes, we are offering something new this year. We're partnering with Jerry Stocker. He is a certified instructor to bring scuba diving certification to the YMCA. It's going to start in March, but we're getting it all ready now, kind of promoting it, getting people signed up ahead of time so he knows how many people will be there. But it is a great thing that we can do in our pool to get people, you know, if you want to do it on vacation, just go do it for fun, something you thought you'd try, you know, you've never, you know, wanted to do it or thought maybe you could do it or something like that, something to try and see if you like it.
You know, the thing about it is you can't just go out, let's say you're, you know, going down to Cancun or whatever, you can't just go out on a boat and scuba dive.
You have to take
training and be certified, et cetera. So if you can get that out of the way at the pool, at the Y, that gives you much more hours of actual scuba diving pleasure at high cost.
That's right.
When you're on vacation in the Bahamas or wherever. Because I did learn, of course, how to scuba dive in a deep dive well tank.
Okay.
But that wasn't nearly as much fun as being out in the actual ocean on
right.
the reef.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So if you've ever thought about scuba diving, this is a great way to get certified. It'll be Thursday evenings from 6 to 9, March 1st through April 5th. There's lecture and there's pool time, of course. Now, who provides the scuba tank, the oxygen tank, and the mask and everything? Is that something the Y is going to provide?
No, Jerry will have those. You have to, for the first part, it's kind of the two-parter thing, the first the Thursday evenings, March through April, you just wear your swimwear, and then we'll have fins, and we'll have he'll have the oxygen tanks and stuff like that. It's more of basic stuff, that first session, and then part two is where you'll get into the actual scuba diving, where you will have to provide a mask, snorkel, and fins. He'll provide the wetsuits, the oxygen tanks, and then you'll actually go out on location, like either at Siloam Springs or Merrimack Cavern, something like that, and you'll actually go out on location to a deeper body of water to kind of test your skills that you'll learn at the Y.
Siloam Springs is fine with me. There are no sharks out there.
Just, you know, some big fish.
I will tell you now this. Yeah, I will tell you that this is kind of an intriguing thing because when I was in the Bahamas scuba diving, and I think I was certified down to, I don't know, 18 feet. They have different certification
right.
levels.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I wasn't deep diving like, you know, I had to come into an air bubble afterwards and decompress or anything. But I got hit by a fellow swimmer who was looking at something and swimming forward and hit me and knocked my mask off. Of course, it scared me to death because I thought, I mean, I was sure it was a shark with an initial strike. And when I've got, so you have to learn how to clear your mask, get it back on.
Yes.
You know, it's all about safety.
All the proper safety and proper technique.
And actually, you know, being down in the water and doing a few of those exercises makes you well prepared. I was able to do it successfully. Of course, I was shallow enough I could have surfaced, but then Jaws would have just eaten me from the torso down. So I decided to clear my mask and just meet my predator head on, and it was just some other doofus that was vacationing in the Bahamas that obviously can't see and ran right into me. So
he was checking out all the stuff.
Good thing he didn't have one of those spear guns. He probably thought it was a blue whale.
There you go.
Coming through on migration. He was trying to spear me. So if you want to go underwater scuba diving, basically, he'll provide most of the equipment that you need to practice. And so you'll have to get your own mask and your own snorkel. But a lot of people have those things anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you don't need the regulator that breathes oxygen. You don't need the tanks. He'll provide that.
Right.
And this way, if nothing else, you'll really brush up on your snorkeling skills. And that's always
that's
a fun thing to have as well. So if you're interested in that, call the Quincy Family YMCA because they do need to know how many people are coming. And it starts March 1st. It's $140 per person. But let me tell you, if you think the lessons are cheaper than that at your vacation spot, you crazy. And when I was over in at Lake Lucerne, we were just talking with Jim Dewey. He's taking a trip to Switzerland this fall. We were sitting there, and all of a sudden this bunch of scuba divers came up, you know, from Lake Lucerne. Oh, yeah, uh-huh. And they go down there looking for different things, money. And they brought up a whole treasure trove of stuff that found on the bottom of Lake Lucerne. So it's a fun skill to have.
Right, right.
And we encourage you, if you want to do it, it's just an awful lot of fun. If you never go anywhere but the YMCA pool, you know, or Asylum Springs, right, you'll still have a great time. But, of course, it's kind of necessary that you know how to swim.
Yes, that is
so we've got swim lessons for preschool and young children, and then there probably are private lessons if you want to take lessons as an adult. So that's what the Y was, besides basketball, which you invented.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping children safe was one of the reasons why the Y started into existence, because so many kids were drowning. You wanted everyone to know how to swim.
Right. We've been offering swim lessons for over 100 years. We want everybody to be safe around water. You know, with us living here on the Mississippi River, it's just, you know, a good skill to have here in the tri-state area. And, you know, with plenty of kids in pools in the summer and stuff like that, it is very important to learn how to swim. It's a life skill that'll stick with you throughout your entire life. So please, please, please take some sort of swim lessons, or get your child enrolled in swim lessons so that you can be safe.
And so those, again, start up preschool lessons for 3 to 5 year olds, 6 to 12 years old, and they have 4-week lessons and 8-week lessons. And, of course, all this information is available on the website, quincyymca.net, or call them, and it's an easy number because it's just 222-YMCA. And if you're an adult and you don't know how to swim, don't be embarrassed. There's lots of adults that don't know how to swim. But
several,
get together,
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm, find your buddies and say, hey, let's go take private lesson. And, you know, we'll all be in the guppy class, and we're 42, but that's okay.
Right. We have a session starting on Saturday that still has openings, so please get signed up.
Okay. Do we get to wear little floaties like the little kids?
If you want to, you can wear the floaties. I mean,
I want to have a purple dinosaur around me. Okay. The Y not only has facilities here in Quincy and Mount Sterling and several other locations, but you take kids on Outward Bound schools to North Carolina. I didn't even know this existed, and you're in doing this for the past 3 years, thanks to a grant from the Tracy Family Foundation up in Mount Sterling. This sounds like a wonderful adventure.
Yes, it's a great opportunity. They've been doing it with Mount Sterling for the last 4 years, I guess, and then last year they opened it up to Quincy, or actually Adams County and Pike County students. So we sent 20 kids last year to this Outward Bound school, and they had a blast. They did some pre-work out at Sound Springs, some hiking and stuff like that, learned some survival skills for the trip they were going to take, you know, canoeing and white rider rafting, stuff like that, rock climbing and all that. But it's a great opportunity for kids if they haven't, you know, done any of this or don't think they'll ever do this. It's a great trip. It is fully funded through the Tracy Family Foundation through a scholarship. The only thing is you do have to pay your transportation to get to North Carolina. Otherwise, the whole entire program is completely covered. But it's just a great way for kids to kind of learn about, you know, personal and technical skills. They work as a team, become a leader. They can just conquer different challenges that they haven't faced before. We did a great testimonial video on this program that is on our website and on our Facebook page, so please go check it out to learn more.
And what's the age group that can go on this?
It is ages 14 through 18.
Okay. So if you know a high schooler that really wants a physical challenge and a social challenge, rock climbing, whitewater rafting, canoeing, navigating without your cell phone GPS.
Right. Yeah. No cell phone.
No cell phones. Call the Y, because this is fully funded by a grant, so your child could go absolutely free of charge. We have so many great things. Speaking of youth, you've got some performance training with Brad Longcore, a personal trainer. This is for the youngsters, the teenage crowd, maybe even preteen, who they want to excel in basketball or soccer or football, and they know it's going to take a little bit more than just working out with their buddies at the high school complex. So this is a way to really straighten up your performance. And I imagine a lot of people watching the Winter Olympics are going to have a whole bunch of people that are going to be trying skateboarding, snowboarding, mm-hmm, ice skating, a lot of things that they've never done before. And if you want to be able to just put on a pair of skates and go skating, strong ankles and strong legs are pretty much required.
Yes, yes, definitely.
So this is a way to get them to excel personally, and maybe they don't belong to a team at school. They just want to be better at the sport that they've chosen to play, you know, with their friends.
Right, yes. Brad is specializes in youth athletics and does great with the kids. Runs a program all throughout during the week. It is agility and strength program, also just, you know, functional movement, stuff like that. Works with the kids one-on-one. They also have group training that kind of just gets them, you know, to become a better athlete. You know, like like you said, not everybody participates on a team. Some do individual sports or just want to, you know, improve their skills like that, that they can eventually participate in group sports. But it's a great program for kids of any age. I believe it starts at age 10 and goes up through teenagers, you know, through high school. So any child 10 and up can participate in this program.
And when you're 10, you still have that flexibility. And if you keep that going, mm-hmm. you know, guys say, well, I could never do the splits. But men can
yes,
do the splits.
Yes, yes.
If it's just they don't usually try to do them ever. And then, you know, someday you're 48 years old and somebody says, hey, can you do the splits? Well, I don't know. Let's try. No.
start young and
but
keep
if you
up.
Start when yeah. you're 10, a guy can do the splits.
Right.
Same thing with ladies. But, you know, it's really not that we can't, that certain people can't do something.
Right.
It's just you have to train your body when you're young and get those muscles.
Right. I used to be able to do the splits. Not now, but I used to be able to do the splits.
I did the Chinese splits even. Hey, real quick, we've got some other programs that have been going on for a while, but maybe people haven't heard about them, or maybe they didn't know when they heard about them they were going to need them. And one
right.
is Strength for Cancer Survivors. I hope that really nobody ever needs this, but unfortunately we do. You
right.
have this free program that's great. The Y does this. You reach out to people who are dealing with cancer, and you help them, again, regain their strength after cancer treatment.
Right. Anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer is deemed a survivor. So this program is open to all cancer patients, people that have been diagnosed with cancer, to help them kind of through their treatment. I know cancer really takes it out on you with your strength, you know, your flexibility, your you know, just your even your emotional well-being. So this program works on all of that. You will be put into a group with people that are going through the same thing you are, and you will work with a personal trainer to kind of increase your cardiovascular endurance, build up that strength, and just kind of, it's kind of a support group, completely free, funded through grants and stuff like that. So it is a great program for people to come and enjoy.
Okay, so you don't have to be a Y member. You get a free membership to the Strength for Survivors. Also, Rock Steady Boxing for people with Parkinson's. Again, it seems kind of odd to think, well, I have Parkinson's, so I'm going to be boxing with the little speed bags or whatever they're called. But actually, it is proven to be so beneficial mm-hmm. for Parkinson's patients that more and more people are trying to get involved, and the classes start on a rolling basis. So
Yes, the classes start each month, the beginning of each month, and it is. Rock Steady Boxing. Boxing has been kind of proven to help them with, you know, sometimes they with Parkinson's, they develop stiffness, or, you know, their muscles aren't, you know, quite as flexible or active, you know, stuff like that, your joints, stuff like that. So the boxing actually kind of helps with your movement, general movement, stiffness and stuff like that. Sometimes there's like a tick or a tremor. So the boxing has been proven to help with that. And we offer classes on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we have several options, a morning or an afternoon option. But there is a fee for it. It is $50 a month. But if you're a member, you do get a discount as well.
Okay, great. Now a couple of new things.
Mm-hmm.
Pio and a pint. This is kind of a celebrity pour kind of event. Only people could come and do yoga. Muscle sculpting, core firming benefits of Pilates with the strength and flexibility of yoga. Crank up the speed to deliver a true fat-burning, low-impact workout. And you'll look long, lean, and incredibly defined. Well, maybe not after one session, but after a few sessions. And, of course, they're going to hold this at Revelry. So after you're done, you have to replenish your electrolytes and your carbohydrates and your liquids. So why not a pint of beer afterwards?
Right.
Is that the idea?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, drink water during the class. This is just something we're kind of doing, trying to reach out and partner with some small businesses down in our community, especially in the downtown area in the district. So we are pairing with Revelry to offer Pio and a pint. You will do the Pio class first. It's an hour class, and then you'll receive a complimentary pint afterwards. It is $15 for Y members, $20 for non-members. You just reserve your spot ahead of time by calling the Y, and then you'll pay that night. Just a great way for us to get involved with the downtown, and for Revelry to be able to offer something like this, draw their crowd and, you know, draw some of our members out there to, you know, kind of bring our group fitness classes off-site.
Yeah.
You know, we have them at the Y all the time, but it's nice to get out and do something, you know, somewhere else, different change of scenery, stuff like that. So.
And, of course, all skill levels are welcome because, again, they work with you. You don't have to do the triple Luxor or whatever.
Yes, I take this class on Thursdays, and it is, I have never sweated so much in my life. It is, like, when I first took it, I'm like, oh, this won't be so bad, but I sweat a lot. It's,
yeah.
You think, you know, it's slower movements, it's not that high energy cardio
right.
stuff, but it is a great workout.
This is why all the yoga instructors and Pilates instructors laugh when they go out to talk to football or basketball players at QU because these big, rough, tough guys think that they're physically fit.
Right.
And these small women bring them to tears in an hour because they can't do these things.
I know. So, it is tough, but
it's a good class. I can bench press 450 pounds. Can you touch your toes? No. Okay, but January 27th from 5 to 6, the proceeds benefit the YMCA. You get that complimentary pint from Rusty and the gang at Revelry at 121 North 4th Street. This is great. Revelry is a great place. So sign up for Pio and a Pint by calling the Y, and you'll help out the Y, and you'll help out Revelry, and you'll help yourself out by building your cardiovascular endurance. Mm-hmm. That's January 27th. What night of the week is
it? It's a Saturday.
Saturday night.
It's a Saturday, yep.
Okay, nothing I'd like to do better on Saturday night than sweat like a pig from 5 to 6.
But then you get a pint of beer.
Then I get a pint of beer, and then I go home and take a shower, and I come back out, and I party more. Super Bowl workout, Sunday, February 4th, for the whole family. The idea is you're going to eat like a pig, buffalo wings and nachos. So you gotta pay the piper. You got to pay St. Peter before you go through the pearly gates to football heaven, right?
That's right. That's right. We offer this every year. We call it our mini fitness marathon. It's a great way for people to come out and try our classes. We offer several 30-minute classes. All throughout the day. If they start at noon and the last class starts at 2:30, so you're done by 3, time to get home and get cleaned up and ready for your Super Bowl party where you can snack. We call it guilt-free fun. After you do the exercises or the classes or whatever, you feel like, yeah, you know, you can go in and actually enjoy your Super Bowl party without feeling guilty. But it is a family-friendly event. Bring the kids. Try some classes you thought, you've heard of but haven't tried yet but want to try. It's a great way to kind of sample what we've got at the YMCA. We're also collecting items that day for the Super Bowl of Caring. And if you bring a friend and your friend joins, you'll each receive a free month of membership.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So that sounds great. Scuba diving, swim lessons, Outward Bound in North Carolina. There's just everything going on at the Quincy Family YMCA. So join today. Give them a call at 222-9622, or just drop by their facilities there on Main Street at about 33rd, 32nd in Main.
Yeah, pretty close.
And or find them on the web at quincyymca.net. Thank you so much,
Thank
Michelle.
Thank you.
I'll be here next month.
All right, I will too.
Okay, can't wait. We have Sarah Stevens here, and she is the director of Horizons, and they do so much. They have a food kitchen, a soup kitchen. They have a food pantry. They have a lot of social service work that they do at Horizons at their location, which is at 8th and...
It's 224 South 8th Street.
South 8th. It's like 8th and...
Right next to York.
Yeah, 8th and York, mm-hmm. basically. Yeah, mm-hmm. not on the corner. That's the scoreboard.
Yeah. But I always tell everybody just north of the scoreboard.
Just right to the scoreboard. And Mike Nobis, who's a business owner and has gotten very involved in the past few years, probably was involved before that, but not as high profile, with helping children who are struggling with truancy problems and getting graduated from high school. And
it's a tough job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, before we get to that, I'm going to do some school closings here real quick because we've just got some new ones in, and I better let people know about this. Western School District dismissing at 1, evening activities canceled. No afternoon Hannibal Education Center classes, no evening activities. Hannibal Elementary dismissing at 12:15, Hannibal Middle School at 11:55, Hannibal High School at 11:30, and early childhood, they're dismissing at 10, and there will be no afternoon pre-K in Hannibal. Canton is dismissing at 11:30. Vandalia is dismissing at 1, and Van Far is dismissing at 12:50. So things are getting rough out there. But let's talk a little bit about what you're trying to do with what you're calling Hub, H-U-B. There is an opportunity for a building that will come up for sale, and that is the old Washington School. The school board has already said they're going to sell that building as soon as they can. They need the money, frankly.
Absolutely.
And you have kind of a vision for repurposing that, which is in a great part of town. It's where a lot of low-income people live within walking distance. There's just a little hitch in the get-along. The school district can't really give it to you because that's our taxpayer dollars. Mm-hmm. And why couldn't I have it gifted to me for what I wanted to do? So you're probably going to have to buy it in some way, shape, or form. But you might get some private people to help you with that. But what's the dream, Mike Nobis, if you can get Washington School there at 8th and 8th and well, that's almost to Locust. That's almost like 8th and Cedar, mm-hmm. a little bit down the street right. from Cedar Cherry. What do you want to do with that building?
Well, this is an idea that came up about over a year or so ago. There's been a lot of agencies, we've had many meetings over the years as to, you know, how can we start collaborating, working together? It just seems like we've got so many different groups out there doing their thing. And yet, one of the biggest problems with a lot of the families we're dealing with teen research, particularly, you know, transportation is a problem, not understanding where to go get information to get help. And, you know, especially if you can't drive, you can't move around, your transportation's limited, it's awful hard to get out to John Wood to do things or see all these places. And so we felt that now with the school being going to be available here not too long from now, we thought, gosh, what would be a great idea? And Sarah and I started talking about this a long time ago. What would happen if we could get some of the very key agencies to actually operate out of or have satellites out of the Washington School Building where those families can just walk down to that neighborhood, walk down to the center, and then ask the question, here's my situation, here's what I need. It can be a lot of different things. Who can I go to? And hopefully we can actually have some of the help right there at the building itself, where we can do some training, we can do some teaching, we can help with food for families, a lot of different things. And as we got to talk more and more about this, it was amazing as we reached out to several different groups how many wanted to partner with us. And every day we get more and more people saying, we would really like to partner, be a part of this. And so we know it's a viable idea. Again, we have a very, very important partner with us, and that's the school district. Well, we do an awful lot with them.
And they need you. Teen Reach is so important to them because getting kids to show up for school and getting them motivated to graduate, which maybe they're not being pushed by other.
It's going to be hard.
They need adult role models, and you guys provide that. Absolutely.
And the other thing that's going to happen is, too, and as Sarah and I have been talking quite a bit, you know, the school district has got, you know, we've got some great schools going online. But there's going to be some built-in problems that are going to be a real problem to those families.
Yeah, because they're not really neighborhood schools.
No, not anymore.
There'll be a few people that live, like I've actually, there's a school in my neighborhood now. You know, I mean, if my kids, if I had any, could actually walk to their new school, you know, but they'd need a crossing guard because I'm not going to let them walk across 12th Street by themselves. But,
no.
I mean, every new school will have a cluster that, wow, it's right here for us. But for more children than not, it's a busing situation to get you back home.
Well,
so
families,
once you leave and go back home, you don't have access to certain things. Unless,
and for the families and the clients that both Horizons and Teen Reach deals with, this is going to be really tough. And so we think we've got some really good ideas in trying to help, and it can have some real big effects on the school district, help them in some of the things they're struggling with,
right,
that we're struggling with too. And so we just think this has got a great opportunity. You know, we just got to work things out to get the building. And, of course, now the building's not going to be auctioned off until, like, in October.
It gives
us time now to get to work.
To work and get something going.
So we're
they're afraid to let go of too much until they're absolutely sure these new buildings are ready, because there would be nothing worse than selling your old house and having to move into a storage unit and sleep on your mother-in-law's couch for a month. That's, nobody wants that. So they've got to make sure the school that replaces Washington is up and fully functioning before they do that.
You know, Mary, let me just say one thing. Sure. And you read off something here, you know, about the schools closing, you know, because of the weather today.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Sarah can talk more about this because she deals with a lot of these families too. You know, to me, you know, to a lot of kids, oh, that's great. You know, we're going to be off school this afternoon. But, you know, we have a lot of families who really depend on their kids eating during school.
Yeah.
And if those all close down and shut down today, there's probably going to be a lot of kids who are not going to eat.
And some of them may go home to a less than ideal situation.
Absolutely.
Because, frankly, if mom and pop, and sometimes it's just mom, are working and their waitressing job, they don't get off till 3:30.
Right.
And they can go to their boss and say, hey, you know, it's kind of slow today because of the weather. And then, you know, how do they get? They may have to ride the bus, you know, that city bus. There's always problems whenever they cancel school early. For every mom in her Cadillac Escalade who's picking up little Biffy and Susie, and they're going to have fun today playing a new game at home, there are other children that the school district is there. And I don't want to say babysitter, but it's their source of stimulation, food, academic achievement.
Absolutely.
Now, Sarah Stevens, bringing you in, you have this beautiful Horizons, you know, center now that took you a long time to build and a lot of money to raise to get it up and going, where you feed hundreds of people. And you offer social services to those guests who come in because you're seeing them. And that's at, you know, the corner of 8th and York, basically, right next door to the scoreboard. Do you envision having some kind of feeding center out at Washington School?
We do. We've always, I knew when we went to that building, you know, God has so much more for us than just a noon meal. And we've really always had a dream of having an evening meal. And so when I started talking to Mike about this opportunity, I thought this is the perfect place for us to have our evening meal because we would actually be reaching families in that neighborhood. And those would be the folks that we'd want to be reaching with an evening meal that might not be able to walk all the way over, you know, to 8th and York. So we're super excited about this. I think this could be a real epicenter of change in our community. You know, that the whole community benefits when hungry children are fed. The hungry kids do better in school. You know, when hungry kids get food, they do better in school. Mm-hmm. Individuals perform better at work. Parents can focus on being better parents. So the entire community benefits when hungry people are fed. And so we're excited to have the opportunity to join together.
And in the summer and on school mm-hmm. vacations, when they don't get the nutrition from school, it would be nice to have a place where families could go, our children could go and get breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or whatever that could be provided. So who are some of these partners? And I don't want you to give away confidentiality because this is all pie in the sky right now. We're hoping this will happen. So you've got Teen Reach. You've got Horizons. What other kinds of groups have said, I'm stepping up and I want to be part of this?
Well, we've had, when we were starting our discussions with the school district, the school board asked us some really tough questions, which was really, really good questions to ask, and that is, what's your business plan going to be for this? And who are the partners or who was even interested in coming? And of course, Horizons was one of the very fast ones. We had a number of churches all of a sudden decide, we want to get involved. But they don't want to get involved as, this is a certain XYZ church doing this. They want to have a lot of influence in the background, but they want to just provide the resources, provide help, provide mentoring, just quietly behind the scenes. And, you know, I think in Quincy where we have, you know, we have Catholic churches, we have Protestant churches, and sometimes we don't really work well, very well together. This has been really fascinating. We've had several churches, both of all different sizes and types, decide, no, having kids and having families not eating is not good. And so we're going to work there. But, you know, we have John Wood. We have workforce development with Grediff. We have
that's really
we
key.
Have some legal. Mm-hmm. And some of the things, you know, there's four basic things we know that's for healthy families, healthy kids. One's food. Second one's education. Mm-hmm. You know, not only just education for our kids, but also these families who were maybe mom didn't get her education finished up. Maybe she wants to get her GED finished or whatever. So we have education issues. But health care and mental health is a really big issue.
Mm-hmm. And the school district is dealing with that, and they're talking about having some kind of in-school system. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if part of that could be delivered off-site at an old elementary school, which will have a new name and will be remodeled and will not look like – it'll look like Washington School, but it will look different, and it will be a hub, and that's what you're kind of calling it, helping us build – making it a true community center for those who can walk there, but also if you want to take the bus there, if you have your own car, people can come there. Mm-hmm. Because, again, walking distance for a lot of people is a mile. You can't have a community center every mile. Even
no,
big cities
true.
Don't have that, you know.
But you know, we've got you know, we have a number of different medical facilities and groups that are saying, this is a great place. And the very same group that's working with the school district also wants to put one in ours.
Yeah.
And so that'll be something really good.
And they even have that mobile unit. Only that could pull up alongside the school. And everybody who came could get their checkup or whatever.
And think about all the different things that a lot of low-income families go to the emergency room for because they have no other place to go where they could come to there and get some of those services. And another one, too, is that people don't realize we do have a group that's going to come in and give free legal advice. Mm-hmm. Anything other than criminal.
Right, the civil, the legal aid.
Sure.
We talk a lot over in Northeast Missouri. They're very good about outreaching to WTAD. We have them on four times a year. We don't have as good a relationship with Legal Aid of Illinois, but there, if they have somebody where you can sit down on an appointment basis, even if it's just one day a month, and come in and get your divorce, your order of protection, your landlord issues. There are people that need that help so desperately.
We've had a veterans group that's been very, very interested in working with us, and because a lot of the services, a lot of the homeless veterans are really needing also some of the services we can provide too. And there, again, here's another group that's wanting to partner somehow with us so that we can be working together and collaborating together so we're not duplicating services. But one really big one, though, Mary, is this. You know, we've got businesses in Quincy are starting to grow. You know, you got NAPI now is going to be going online with this new facility. They're going to need a lot of workers.
Welders and industrial
painters. Everything. And you take a look at our trucking companies. They're constantly begging for...
Yeah, Dot Foods just went by, and I thought, well, there goes a Dot Foods
truck.
You've
got Dot Foods. You've got Sharky. You've got Gully.
Kohl's.
And they all have... Yeah, Kohl's. All these groups are so desperate for workers, and they have such great programs, been able to take somebody. But the problem we're running into is many of our families are not... They don't have the necessary soft skills yet to get there. And so not only do we want to offer them through workforce development, which we're going to work through GREDF and their workforce development sources, to help train people to be able to have the jobs they want, be good employees, but also let them know, here's all the opportunities out there for you that you can use. And so we want to walk them through it.
Okay. We're out of time. I want to have you guys back because this vision needs to be shared with more people. Mike, quick, a number if somebody's listening and they want to get involved with their service club, their church, or just individually, how can they get in touch
with
you?
Right now, I think the hardest thing is we're just having people contact Horizons or contact Teen Reach right now.
Okay, Teen Reach or Horizons, they'll kind of field the questions, mm-hmm. take down your name, maybe some things you'd like to do, and there's something for everybody to do.
Correct.
If we get this off the ground, mm-hmm. mentoring and all kinds of stuff.
There's a lot
and if you're a lawyer out there, we know where you can give some good free legal aid.
Yeah, they'd
love
really
to
helpful.
Have you. Thank you so much for sharing your time today. We really appreciate it. Good luck with your project.
Thank you.
Thank you.